It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to. The markets just having another awful beating of a day, most of the day today. We will talk to David Fisher about your money today. Todd Chapman's going to stop by, let us know how we're doing on helping those families we were concerned about last week. Holly Scheer talking about voter disenfranchisement in Florida. It's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Managing all the forests in every way we can does not stop climate change. And those who deny that are definitely contributing to the tragedies that we're now witnessing and will continue to witness.
That's Governor Jerry Brown of California. Yes, he's doing exactly what you think he's doing there. He is blaming the wildfires that are consuming his state in record numbers. 31 now dead, I believe, deadliest wildfires in the state's history. And God only knows the number of acreage that have been eaten up by these fires. But he's out there swinging away today at climate change. And I counted no less than 25 pieces over the weekend that actually didn't have anything to do with climate change, that we're talking directly about what could be done in California to prevent what is happening there. And it's very simple. It's you clear off underbrush and you do controlled burns on a regular basis. So when areas get overly thick and populated with vegetation, as it goes into its dead cycle, you clear it out and you burn some off. And what that allows you to do is, as you control burns, then you don't have just endless amounts of property just connected to flammable vegetation and landscape. And when you don't do that, then these fires cannot be allowed to just rage and rage and rage. And for some reason, and it's been mostly, it has nothing to do with climate change deniers, as Jerry Brown puts them. It has everything to do with environmentalists. The greeny wackos have come in and said, no, don't cut the underbrush. No, don't do controlled burns. Think of all the smoke you're putting in the air that might get into people's lungs. Well, it's so bad now that they're having to pass out masks in the communities. So, Jerry Brown wants to blame it on climate change. He should blame it on the environmentalists and take a page from history, because my bride grew up out in Thousand Oaks. She used to see controlled burns being done every year. And yeah, you'd see a controlled burn. There'd be a little bit of smoke. A couple of days, it'd go away. And that's that. But you didn't have entire swaths of the state being burned up. There was one point over the weekend, I think they said 1,000 feet per minute were what were being consumed by the, per minute by what was being consumed by the largest fire. And as we said, 31 dead in California now. Thoughts and prayers are still with all of them. On the other end of the country, we've got this other thing going on. Cut number three.
We still don't understand how they went in these two counties and had a dramatic increase. Another 93,000 votes were cast, or somehow they came up with 93,000 votes after election night. We still don't know how they came up with that. So we're trying to figure out exactly what happened. I've asked the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to go in and do an investigation to find out what happened here. But we clearly know the judges have already said they clearly violated the law.
And they clearly violated the law on multiple counts. I'll tell you how. That's Governor Rick Scott talking about the Florida recounts, obviously. Early this afternoon, Drudge was saying that with 99.8% of the precincts in Arizona, that it looks like Kyrsten Sinema is going to win the Senate seat there by, I'm just eyeballing this, 32,000 votes, something like that. There's some question over the validity of this. It might be kicked into a recount. I'm not sure. But it looks like right now that Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat, will win the U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. And that's a pickup for the Dems in that Senate race. GOP still controls the U.S. Senate. In fact, they could lose Florida and they'll still control the U.S. Senate. If they don't do any better than they've done right now, they still have a majority. All right. So then just to show you how bad this is, my friend and former colleague, Steve Dace, still a blogger and writer and stuff from Iowa. He said on Twitter today, dude, when Jeb Bush comes out swinging, you know, it's egregious. He had retweeted a Jeb Bush tweet, where Bush says there is no question that Broward County Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes failed to comply with Florida law on multiple counts, undermining Floridians' confidence in our electoral process. Supervisor Snipes should be removed from her office following the recounts. It's not just that, though, friends. And this has been a talking point of the Democrats for most of the weekend. No, you're saying you just want to stop the votes. It's not you're trying to stop a lawful process. And she's playing this dumb aw shucks thing. Well, you know, we have a lot of people in Broward County and they cast a lot of votes. Well, if she could just talk faster, I'm sure we'd get to a resolution more quickly. But here's one of the reasons why Governor Scott and other people are a little bit confused, because there are lots of questions that seem to demand some sort of look into what potentially criminal has gone on here. On election night, Snipes reports a total universe for Broward County of 634 votes. Now she's somewhere north of 720-something thousand. So, again, to Rick Scott's point, where did the 93,000 total extra votes come from? It's a mystery. Did her office purposefully underreport the total number last Tuesday, or did they purposefully manufacture 93,000 votes since then? That's a legitimate question, because you can't report on election night one total and then come back for the recount and have, you know, nearly 100,000 votes more. She also admitted over the weekend to accidentally, I use that with quotation marks, commingled 15 already deemed illegal votes into a batch of 200 legal ones. Now, just let me ask you this. If you've got a number of votes and you're doing a recount and you want to start padding numbers to go a certain way, what better strategy would there to be than to, I don't know, mix 15 favorable illegal votes into, say, every batch of 200 that you have? Like, just multiply that times 900 and something thousand votes. Oh, you might make up the extra. And then her explanation was, well, we can't disenfranchise all those 200 votes. We're just going to have to count the illegal ones. Did you know over the weekend that both the Gillum campaign and the Senator Nelson campaign actually argued before a court that they should have the right to count votes from illegal aliens, non-citizens? Friends, if you don't have the right to be here, you don't have the right to vote. Period. If you're a non-citizen, you don't get to vote. So there's all that. If, for all of you saying, oh, well, they're just trying to count the votes, why are you trying to rush them from counting the votes? Really? That's what all this adds up to? How about this? Why weren't representatives of the campaigns allowed to monitor the original vote count? It's a requirement by law that they be allowed to do that. Judge tells her you got to turn over all the ballots to the Scott campaign by 7 o'clock Friday night. She didn't do it. So it's not just dumb, aw shucks, we're just country bumpkins, we don't know no better, down in Broward County. This is specific corruption that keeps rearing its head. Stan Lee is dead, the comic book originator for Spider-Man and several others. And we have lost one of our own, friends. Stay with us at the end of the show today. A tribute to Dr. Herb London, who was one of my dear friends and one of my favorite foreign policy analysts in all the world. Tribute to Dr. London coming up. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good afternoon. Expect delays in Queens on the LIE eastbound approaching Cross Island Parkway. Left lane collision. Delays are backed up to Woodhaven Boulevard. Also an accident on the Grand Central westbound at Jewel Avenue knocks out a lane. Traffic is backed up from 168th Street. The Belt is slow eastbound from Rockaway Boulevard to Merritt Boulevard. Westbound delays on the Belt are Springfield Boulevard to Leopards Boulevard. Traffic remains stop and go on the Van Wyck between Nassau Expressway and Hillside Avenue. Rockaway Boulevard eastbound between 135th Place and the Van Wyck right lane is closed for construction. Traffic is backed up to 127th Street. Delays are expected making your way through the city. Westside Highway is slow southbound from 72nd Street down to 56th Street. Then on the Harlem River Drive, you've got delays from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge, and then from the RFK Triborough down to 53rd Street. Northbound side of the FDR just after 63rd, we had an incident, a stalled vehicle. That's cleared. Delays backed up to 42nd Street. Broadway still closed from Liberty Street to Battery Place today until 6 p.m. for the Veterans Day Festival. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno at AIM 970, The Answer.
Attention homeowners. Suffolk County could be charging you up to $500 in illegal fees. Citizens are counting on legislator Sarah Anker to protect them from greedy politicians. Tell her to sign the discharge petition to have the full Suffolk County legislature vote to end illegal fees. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim New York Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Curious about investing in the stock market, but you don't have experience? Learn how with Tradeways Professionals. Bring your family and a friend for a two-day event that will help you get started on November 30th. Where? Nyack College's Manhattan campus at 2 Washington Street. Only $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. So call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE, 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Yeah! Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't-miss duets. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert. Florida Georgia Line with BB Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards Live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news. news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a Money Monday, so we'll take a look at the markets. Even though it's a holiday, there has been some action on the markets, rather adverse at that. But we'll talk about that. David Fisher yet to come this hour. And glad to have you with us rolling through on this Veterans Day Monday. Again, we were very pleased at our house of worship yesterday when we saw it, when they kind of break stuff down. You go to the announcements, and there was a red poppy that popped up on the screen, and I didn't even catch the significance of it. My bride did, and she leaned over, and she said, "Oh, I'm so thankful that we took the time out to recognize them." Lots of things in our world that definitely need some focus, and one of the things that normally the lady who's with us on Mondays, Dr. Gina Loudon, made reference to as a Florida resident that was addressed in the election had to do with whether or not former felons should be given the right to vote. And of course, Florida passed that amendment, 64%, in fact, of the population, which means it had to have some degree of bipartisan support. And I will admit, I'm generally one of these knee-jerk, you do the time, you do the crime, you do the time, whatever happens, it's kind of on your dime kind of guys. And I've always thought, why should we give ex-felons their rights to vote back? And that was, to some degree, always kind of at odds with some of my other friends when we get together and discuss it. And then I read Holly Shear's piece in The Federalist today, and I thought, you know, there's some really valid points that she makes here that I think would make for a good discussion. So I've invited her to join us. Holly is a contributor to TheFederalist.com. She writes at some other places as well. She fancies herself not just a writer, but also an editor. And if you follow her on Instagram or on Twitter, you'll see that she has a wide variety of things that she's interested in and comments on. But it's good to welcome her to the Kevin McCullough microphone for the first time. Hello, Holly.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
Sure. So first of all, you live out west, but this story out of Florida and their decision to allow ex-felons to reclaim their voting rights captured your attention. What was it about this issue that made you feel compelled to write about it?
That's a good question, actually. I do have family who lives in Florida, but I'm kind of interested in the broader discussion kind of about disenfranchisement and why it's important to keep people interested and active in this big conversation we have through elections and voting, and why it really matters to keep all of us really focused on our process that we have as Americans.
Well, what is it about that you feel is, because a lot of, you look at the shenanigans going on in Florida right now and people say, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Look, it's not even legitimate. So if it's close enough, they'll go into a couple of counties, they'll find literally thousands of votes, and they'll do what they want to do. That's the typical sentiment, Holly, right now. No matter which side you're on, they just look at it and say, yeah, there's no honest process here.
You know, I think it is kind of tempting to feel that way, and I really hope that pretty soon they get some transparency going there and get this figured out, because I think it's not a good thing what's happening there, and that's kind of a side issue happening. But when people stop engaging, when people stop feeling like their voices matter, I think that's when we lose something really fundamental to being Americans. We are our government. We are the process. We are the ones who matter here, and if they can get us to stop voicing our opinions, if they can get us to stop being interested in the process through feeling like our votes don't count, through feeling like our votes literally don't count because they're not being counted, they take the power away from us, and that's not what we need in our government right now.
Yeah. Well, so you've written about the election. Florida, obviously, by bipartisan majority, 64%, approved this. Now, it's going to re-enfranchise felons, but there's some limitations on it, and I was actually glad to learn of the limitations, because there are some felons that will not be allowed to reclaim their right to vote. How did they draw the dividing line?
Sure. So they drew the line at people with felony murder and felony sex offense convictions. So we're not talking about every single person who has been released from prison and has served their time. We're talking about taking people with really violent crimes against other people and keeping them off the voter rolls. They will not be voting in any elections in the future in Florida.
But if it's a low-level crime, shoplifting, drug abuse, other things, you can do your time, and then society can say collectively, we feel like you've learned your lesson, and this will automatically be given back to them. They won't have to apply for it.
Correct. Before this, Florida did have a process. You had to go before a judge. You had to apply for it. And unfortunately, there was a huge backlog. There were tens of thousands of people waiting in the process with no real clear time frame in the future of when they would have their voting rights restored.
Now, there's a lot of people, Holly, that are listening to us that say, but you guys don't understand. These types of voters are going to come out and they're just going to vote for one party. And that's basically the party that's going to give them everything. Your reaction to the kind of unipartisan advantage that some people suspect is going to be involved here?
You know, first, I don't think we should give people rights based upon what we think they're going to do or based upon which party we think they're going to sympathize with. Second, you know, they've done some studies on this, and there's not actually that clear of a consensus on what party they're going to vote for or not. You know, there's this supposition with what, you know, that they're going to vote strongly Democrat. It's actually kind of shaky on whether or not that's true. I think we need to remember that, you know, your vote isn't predicated on whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat. It's because you're an American citizen, you're an adult. Every voice should count.
Yeah. Well, friends, I really and we don't have time to go into the deeper parts of what she talks about through a study that's been done and some other things. But I would strongly recommend that you read it because it actually impacted how I now think about the issue. And I don't know that it's completely changed my mind, but I'm open enough to say there are some important things that should be considered here. And I felt it was important enough to highlight. And so, Holly, I appreciate that. And it's what I always appreciate about the Federalist. There's a wide range of voices there, but they always make us think a little bit harder about the issues of the day, and appreciate your time now.
Yeah, thank you for being willing to open up on this conversation.
Absolutely. Holly Shear, she's a contributor to The Federalist. You can read it, thefederalist.com, and the current column, Restoring Voting to Former Felons Will Help Them Reintegrate. And there's some argument to be made that the more they reintegrate, the better society off is as well. So go check that out by Holly Shear. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a very important discussion with my friend Todd Chapman, and David Fisher is just around the corner as well. Stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's fair and 48 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. An NYU survey finds that 3 out of 4 women say that they've been harassed while using mass transit in New York City. Researchers say that women told them it ranges from verbal abuse to unwanted touching and assault.
So much traffic in the subway, either you can get slashed, punched, or robbed. Yeah. What else can you do?
Everybody gets harassed on the train.
42% of women surveyed said at night that they'd rather pay to take an Uber or a Lyft, while 16% say they hail taxis. That's called a pink tax, and researchers say that accounts to $26 to $50 a month more in travel expenses for women. Cashless tolling is coming to the Yonkers toll barrier this week. The official switchover to cashless tolling is expected to take place shortly after midnight on Friday. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the move aims to improve traffic flow on the busy thruway corridor on I-87 in Westchester that serves more than 17.5 million vehicles per year. It'll be the first in Westchester to see cashless tolling. In sports, Rangers will host the Canucks tonight at 7 p.m. The Nets will be in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves, and that game begins at 8 p.m. And the Giants are in San Francisco, hooking up with the 49ers at 8:15. Traffic delays remain in New Jersey on 27 southbound from Lake Avenue to Amboy Avenue. That earlier accident with a downed traffic light was cleared, but traffic still remains a bit slow from Grove Avenue. 287 will be slow from Centennial Avenue to Western Canal Road. Delays on the Garden State Parkway southbound are from exits 134 on and off to exit 123. At the GWB, in or out on the upper or lower levels, you'll be in pretty good shape. Lincoln Tunnel 10 to 15 in or out. Holland inbound is about 10 to 15 minutes, pretty much the same outbound. Weather for today, partly sunny, high near 50 degrees. And then for tonight, rain should begin somewhere after 8 p.m. Temperatures will rise to 51 degrees. Now you know what's going on. I'm Amy Salerno at AM 970, The Answer.
We are focusing on helping the poorest of the poor with this radio station. We've done this the last several years at this time of year, and we do this for two reasons. One, we want you to have an opportunity to extend some generosity to those that are in need. And we want to do it to remind ourselves of the blessings that God has given us. We're not in situations like the woman named Near Lawn.
When you pray to God, what do you say to him about yourself and your family?
I
ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids, maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
Could that person be you? Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor. It's so easy with what we're talking about to provide food and water for someone who needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. Food for the Poor has been working in Haiti for more than 30 years. Tremendous infrastructure and partnerships there. It is the most efficient and most impactful way of you to share the love of Christ in a transformative way with the hurting people of Haiti. Food for a year, water for life. Imagine the blessing and the relief you can bring to a mom like Near Lawn, who every day just wakes up wondering how she's going to feed her kids, how she's going to keep them alive. But you can be Jesus to this woman and so many others in an incredibly powerful way as you take part in our campaign to save lives through Food for the Poor.
Get your gift matched dollar for dollar. 855-919-4673. Be one of the next 10 to call and get your gift matched. That's 855-919-4673.
AM 970, The Answer. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Breaking news as it happens, but some of the news that you don't hear about is also rather important, and it's one of the reasons why last week we began a little bit of an effort here, as we do every November, with Food for the Poor on Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're very pleased to welcome back Todd Chapman to the studio, who is a very busy man. He was all over the place this weekend, but he's back in studio with us. And Todd, thus far, our listeners to AM 970, The Answer here in New York City, have done a really good job of reaching out to people. In fact, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but we've already helped a number of families that are in steep food poverty in this little town of Kiali, Haiti. But give us the latest.
Yeah, so I wanted to thank a number of people who have called and given gifts of $27 a month or $320. And I was just trying to get back into the list here and get names. And unfortunately, my computer's not cooperating at the moment. But, if you gave, you know. And the answer listeners have responded in an amazing way. And Kevin, I think that's because, maybe it's an acknowledgement at this time of year, as we head into the holiday season and Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I think it's an acknowledgement that people realize, it's pretty awesome that we, get to live in the greatest country on the face of the planet. Yeah, we have our challenges. We have our issues. But the reality is, my family's doing okay. I've got a roof over my head. I've got clean, safe drinking water. Got enough food to eat. Got a job that pays the bills and maybe a little bit of surplus. And, life is pretty good. And so how can I use some of that here as the end of the year is coming and the holiday season to make the world a better place? And so I'm just grateful for that. And thank you so much for calling 855-919-4673. It really is amazing the difference that that we can make. And, you can make the world a better place, even if just for, one person or one family. And that's what you're doing when you give this $27 gift to Food for the Poor. It's actually providing a starving family in Haiti, the poorest country on this side of the planet, with enough food to feed that entire family of four every day, two meals a day for the next year. 365 days worth of food, right? I mean, wrap your head around that for $27 a month, less than a dollar a day. But on top of that, and this to me is even in many ways more miraculous, a lifetime supply of clean, safe drinking water, which is a huge challenge in Haiti. Haiti's a country of about 11 million people. And only about 20% of them have access to potable drinking water. It's a life-threatening crisis. But again, you can help resolve that by providing clean, safe drinking water for a family for life. By and the way we do that is a portion of your gift goes to build a water well or a solar-powered water purification unit that will last 30, 40 years, pumping out 10,000 gallons of pristine drinking water every day. So, Kevin, it's really a huge difference that our Answer listeners can make today when they call 855-919-4673.
And these particular families that we're helping this year, they have been abandoned by a factory that had moved into their area that had allowed them to grow crops and help produce food. Mm-hmm. They have had a drought, which has kept them from being able to grow crops for themselves for the last 3 years. Their livestock has died off. They are beginning to die. And these 81 families that Food for the Poor have identified are the ones that need the most help right now. Right. And friends, I just want to say thank you. Those of you that have already, and I know that if you listen to this radio station, you're not used to hearing us ask for you to get involved in ways like this. But I have found that in my life, that the more that I get involved in efforts like these, the more I am grateful and understand the many things that I enjoy on a day-to-day basis that are just true, what I call blessings. I'm not trying to be corny or use a cliché word, but I'm not thinking about having to have dirty drinking water come out of my sink at home tonight, Todd. It's going to be right. clean. And then I have even more pure drinking water in my refrigerator. And then there's a bottle service that I could have installed for people to come and give me big bottles of pure drinking water. And there's right. there's about right. seven or eight different ways that we just have clean water and take it for granted. But for people that live in this area, the water is contaminated. The cholera outbreak, the earthquake, the tsunami all contributed to the drought. It has not gotten better. And these families are on the risk of dying. There's 3,000 families that are in this area, about 12,000 people. Right. Friends, it's really important that we at this time of year, Thanksgiving's just a couple of days away. In fact, over the weekend, Todd, there were people saying, have you put in your order for your Thanksgiving dinner yet? And I'm like, you know, I don't know that we're going to do that this year. We may be doing something very different. But that's the conversation people are having. And you know what those things cost when you get them from the Whole Foods or the Rite Aid or you know, wherever else
yeah,
you're going?
Yeah, I know, I guess
Rite Aid doesn't
one.
Do them, but yeah. But they're expensive. And even if you just want to feed 6, 8, 10 people, you're spending a couple hundred dollars. Here's right, the thing. Right. For about the same amount of money, and you can spread it out over months if you need to, but for about the same amount of money, you could feed this family for an entire year, and they're not going to eat if you don't. Like, that's the part that gets me, right, stabs through the heart right away. 855-919-4673 is the number, 855-919-4673. And for those of you that are willing to give right now, there is a match from one listener that says if you will give for a full family in the next 10 minutes, they're going to match every family we can care for the next 10 minutes only. 855-919-4673. Call right now. 855-919-4673. It's Kevin McCullough.
I get it. Your desk has been there for you, holding up your computer, your unused stapler, and that plant you forgot to water. But maybe it's time to leave your desk and spend your lunch break volunteering with Meals on Wheels.
Doing Meals on Wheels for me is the joy that I look for at the end of my week. I'll come to the door with one meal and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. And it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's 3 layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus 2 free pillows when you call. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. Use promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. That's 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
What do you think about the mayor closing Rikers Island? Where are they going to house all those inmates? Could they be opening a jail in your neighborhood? AM 970 and the Corrections Officers Benevolent Association, COBA, have teamed up to present a very special panel discussion on criminal justice and jail reform. It's free to attend, and it's taking place on Wednesday afternoon, November 14th from 2 to 6 at the Manhattan campus of Nyack College. Panelists will include a wide variety of voices, including former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Carrick, COBA President Elias Hussamadine, AM 970's very own Frank Morano, and many more to be announced from citizen advocates, politicians, and law enforcement. Panel discussions will include Closing Rikers, the RFK Human Rights Initiative of Mass Bailout for Women and Minors Who Cannot Afford Bail, and Raising the Age of Criminal Responsibility to 18. There's no cost for entry, but you must register to attend. Just go to the events page at am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9632. For more information, go to the events page at am970theanswer.com.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at carfax.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, we do take a check of what is going on with your money as you are trying to be a good steward of that. That's always kind of on the forefront of my mind. We want to help people be even better stewards of the money that they work hard for every day. And as we have lots of reasons to not trust public policy and a lot of the policies that get passed, we have to take a bigger role in our own stewardship of that. And that's why we do Money Monday. And I'm thrilled to have David Fisher with us, Landmark Capital CEO, and of course he's been my contributor on the Money Monday segment now for a couple of years. And David, it's one of those weird days. It's a holiday in some senses. You've got some banks and some schools and some places closed, and there's a lot of others that are open, and today the markets were running. So I'm just curious, you know, today we had a bit of a down day, particularly in the early in the midday portion of the day. Does the holiday have anything to do with it? The fact that the market is kind of like half on break today, etc. If not, are there any other reasons why?
Well, first of all, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for having me on your program. And God bless all the veterans that have served and are serving our country. I really appreciate that. And just want to mention that if they decide to do any business with us, we offer discounts to veterans, and I appreciate that, and I show it in a tangible way. But back to the market. You know, it's low volume today. The Dow's off. It's during intraday trading, close to 500 points. It's trying to reset, like I was sharing the last few weeks. Apple's down 5%. Visa's down 3%. General Electric almost 7%. They've been having some managing their debt problem. But the tech industry is, the stocks are overvalued. The financial stocks haven't performed very well this year. That's why Visa is down. So this is just trying to find the new values for the market. And this is just part of the environment that I've been talking about, resetting values due to pulling away support levels from the punch bowl, so to speak, the Fed injecting really cheap money into the system.
Well, and given that that's, I mean, this is, we're also getting towards the, you know, the end of the fourth quarter here. And I know that through the end of the year, you've said all year long that it's going to be volatile. And last Friday, you mentioned that, you know, some breaking news, there'd been some malfeasance in the metals market. I'm just curious, between all of the, you know, Trump in Europe, all the different countries not necessarily happy with him, the trade, the tariffs, the all this other stuff, are we gonna level out before the end of the year, or is this more of what we're in for?
I think this is going to be unfortunately the new norm for some time. There's, you know, soybeans are getting clobbered today. Tariffs of 25% got put into effect here just recently. The Chinese tariffs and shipments of soybean from U.S. farmers are down substantially to China. Russia's picked up their side of the fence on that. So China's been buying soybeans from Russia, from Brazil also. So, you know, and we're supporting our farmers through giving them around $4.7 billion, and most of that went to soybean farmers, not all of it, but you know, that's just a short-term band-aid thing until we come to some sort of agreement. But this really could hurt the soybean farmers. So we're seeing a lot of uncertainty. Tariffs still loom. President Trump's talking about putting on more tariffs, going to the full amount, another quite a bit of chunk of tariffs. Hasn't happened, but the talk of it does this kind of reaction to the market.
Right. Now, last Friday, we had you back for a special segment. There was a big story breaking in the metals market. You've speculated, like many have for years, that maybe a particular dealer had been manipulating the metal price, and it turns out they did have some traders that were doing that. Recount for us, for people that missed it.
Well, I broke the news on TD Ameritrade, and they were shocked as well as I when I read the article the day before. Actually, it came out on some major financial news. But J.P. Morgan has been, we always wondered if they been manipulating the metal market. And the news actually came out. Court documents were sealed on October 9th, but they were opened last Thursday. So I reported the news on Friday, Thursday night. And a gentleman who's worked there for 13 years, worked his way up the rank as one of the senior traders, and became vice president of the metal segment of J.P. Morgan. He is now under indictment. He's going to probably, on December 9th, he's going to be sentenced. He could have up to 30 years in jail. He did a whole bunch of things. They did what we call spoofing orders, which is, in essence, something that's designed to artificially move the price of metals downward by placing a contract actually out on a trading platform, but not initiating the contracts. When other traders see a huge amount of these contracts getting ready to be implemented in the market, they get scared, they get panicked, they bet the market's going to go down, and so they push the market down, and then he comes in and actually places an order at a much lower level. So he did quite a bit of this. This is a normal execution. His supervisors, he actually taught him how to do this. So it's not just one person at J.P. Morgan. It's a big sector of the industry in the metal division, and this is all now coming out in the news. So it's been market manipulation. And there's actually a website and toll-free number you can call if you've been felt like that you actually lost money in the market due to this behavior.
So, friends, if and we don't have time to continue the discussion now, but we do have a huge gold coin giveaway that's coming up on December the 9th, and you've heard us talking about this. Would like for you to be able to register for your chance to win a gold coin that celebrates the opening of worldwide trade, the digging of the Panama Canal, and the mint that was from the city where they celebrated all of that. And if you want more details on that, you can get on the website and read that for yourself. But in order to sign up for it, you can also call David's office, 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Accident in Teaneck on 4 westbound at Bell Avenue has delays backed up to Decatur Avenue. Traffic on the Garden State Parkway is stop and go. Southbound from exit 165 down to exit 143. You'll see delays on 17 northbound from Essex Street to the Parkway. Southbound delays on 17, a racetrack road to Franklin Turnpike. Turnpike, Western Spur southbound, expect delays from the Meadowlands ramp down towards Interchange 15. If you are heading into the city at the GWB on the upper deck, there are no real delays. Lower level looks good. All your approaches are in good shape. Outbound George also probably the best choice. Lincoln Tunnel, we have a 10 to 15 minute wait in or out. Holland Tunnel inbound, 5 minutes from the turnpike, 10 to 15 minutes from the 109 approach. And the outbound Holland also going to be a 10 to 15 minute delay. Once you're in the city, we have delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound from Park Avenue to the Willis Avenue Bridge. More delays further southbound from the RFK Triborough down towards 63rd Street. West Side Highway looks to be a little bit slow southbound also from 72nd Street to 56th Street. You now know how to go. I'm Amy Salerno and AIM 970 The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
This stuff is the best stuff I've ever taken. I don't take any medicine. I take nothing. If I get a little scratchy throat or even a headache, I take the vegetables. It works very fast. Or I'm feeling like a little down, tired, I take three of them, four of them, and I'm right up back to where I was. It's unreal how this stuff works, and I rave about it. This guy's a genius when it comes down to it. If anyone's skeptical about taking something, I get it. There's thousands of products out there. Look, you can be confident in this because, one, the one thing that makes me really, really happy about is that you guys make the capsule out of a plant-based product. It's not crap. It's real food, like you would put on the dinner table.
For a limited time, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. All your European makes excluded.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Back once again at the CoQ10 Energy News Desk at Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. And if you have not yet gone and gotten your complimentary sample of CoQ10 Energy, the energy green, a drink that's actually good for you, has zero caffeine, zero sugar, zero carbs. It is amazing. It has the full complement of all of the vitamins, vitamin B, that you need, all the different variations of vitamin B, and it's got 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10. And I'm not only gonna pay for your bottle, your free sample, 16-ounce sample. I'm gonna pay for the shipping to get it to you. If you just go to KMCfree.com, KMCfree.com, and try your own complimentary sample of CoQ10 Energy, caffeine-free energy. It hydrates you and it energizes you. It gives you that pickup you need at 2 in the afternoon without giving you the jitters because of the CoQ10. It's good for your heart, good for your skin, good for your joints. It will change your life as it has mine. So CoQ10 Energize your afternoon. Get your complimentary sample at KMCfree.com. And I'm paying for the shipping to get it to you. So there's absolutely zero risk to you in any way. Now, at the beginning of the show today, I mentioned that we had to say goodbye to a friend over the weekend. In fact, we had sought to be in contact with Dr. Herb Lundin in recent weeks because of the various international foreign policy headlines that his expertise would be keenly suited for. Donald Trump actually has depended upon Dr. Lundin for several ideas as it relates to Middle East policy. But he was not long for this world and went home this past weekend. And we are mourning, along with the Lundin family and friends of the Lundin Center for Policy Research, the loss of this great and incredible man. And along those lines, I asked Alex to dig through the archives and to find some keen moments when he was with us in recent weeks. So we offer this as our tribute to Dr. Herb Lundin. Dr. Herb Lundin, who rejoins us on all things foreign policy. Dr. Lundin, it's good to have you back with us today and good to hear your voice.
Well, Kevin, it's very good to hear your voice as well, and I'm so happy to be with you.
What do you make of the current state of affairs?
When you have members of the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, all saying there is a secret society, and we are doing whatever we can to undermine this president. These are remarkable claims
right.
for institutions that presumably have some degree of integrity. The North Koreans obviously are very much interested in getting aid and assistance from the United States, and they want to see the peninsula being denuclearized. The Chinese are eager to see that as well, but denuclearization for them means that the American influence would be significantly reduced, if not eliminated. I think it's important for the world to understand that Iran is the leading state sponsor of terrorism around the globe, and we are going to continue this arrangement. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and I don't think that most Americans, if they understood it as clearly as you do, Dr. Lundin, would say it made sense either.
This has not been discussed in the press at all.
Right.
And, you know, I God bless you for bringing up topics that other people never discuss. And it's one of the reasons why I think you play such an important role in the radio.
No, Dr. Lundin, the days that you filled in for me and made guest appearances on my show, you were the one that was actually making the difference on the radio those days. And you have for such a long time. And we mourn your passing, though we are grateful that you are at a better place now and able to meet the God who made you and knows you and loves you. I'm Kevin McCullough, the passing of Herb Lundin. See you next time.